welcome to episode 20 of the Nightlight Stories podcast, recorded on May 9th, 2010. This podcast tells one original story each episode that will light up the imagination of children of all ages, anytime, anywhere. I am your host and narrator, Miss Mel. Happy Mother's Day! Mr. Chris and I dedicate this quick flashlight episode to our beautiful moms who have supported and loved us through thick and thin. We are so grateful for every phone call, hug, and chocolate lollipop you bring to us. We would have bought you flowers, but thought a poem was something you could listen to over and over all year round to remind you how very special you are. We hope all of the wonderful mothers out there that are listening have a relaxing day and rest of the year. For those of you who are new to listening to us, or maybe just need a little reminder, a flashlight episode is shorter than other episodes, but we think you'll find them just as illuminating. The poem, My Mom, My Hero, was written by Chris and Melissa Bouguet. As you listen to the poem, consider the following. What is your favorite thing you do with your mom? My Mom, My Hero by Chris and Melissa Bouguet. Mother, Mama, Mommy, my job is never done, but all the twists and turns are truly tons of fun. My precious name is called 200 times a day. Without it, I'd be lost. It helps me find my way. There are so many things to learn, so many challenges to face. I need to figure out what works to keep up our fast pace. My kids have taught me lots, things I never would have known, like just how far a Cheerio can actually be thrown. I found out the rocking chair also doubles as a bed, and a cup of milk under the couch is something that I dread. Princess crowns and pirate hats I wear with so much pride. When the counting starts to roll, I'd better find a place to hide. My car is filled with music about farms and moons and skies. It's also filled with goldfish crumbs and fallen cold French fries. With couch cushions and blankets, I create a secret cave. There are animals stuck in pretend trees that I will need to save. I can make amazing creatures from Play-Doh on request. Squeals of delight make me know that they're the very best. Sometimes when they are fighting and all I hear are screams, I look forward to nap time and restful, peaceful dreams. Splashing in the bathtub when we are winding down the day, those are my sweetest moments when they have so much to say. As a mom, I deal with the good, the bad, the ugly. My reward comes in forms of hugs that are all warm and snuggly. Sometimes I sit and wonder, how'd I learn this stuff? Talking with a friend sure helps, but that isn't quite enough. Someone must have taught me, put these talents deep inside. Then the answer comes to me, and my heart swells with pride. My mother is my mentor. She's tread this path before. She taught me what I need to know, that and so much more. Thank you, Mom, for guiding me. You give me confidence to try. To raise a family of my own, you are the apple of my eye. You are the breath I take, my hero to the end. You cheer me on every day. You are my very best friend. We hope you enjoyed the poem. We wanted to give you an update on our story we are currently writing. Mr. Chris and I are sharing a lot of great ideas and laughs. We are really learning a lot and are thrilled with how the story is coming out. We also have lots of ideas rolling around in our heads for Nightlight stories, which we will record for you sometime in the fall. Thanks again for all your support. Don't forget, you can join our Facebook fan page or find us on Twitter at Nightlight08 for updates on all things Nightlight stories. As always, we look forward to the many stories we can share together.